Justin Fluke with you. It's time to tip off the Holton Wildcat Locker Room Basketball Coaches Shows, and we're first joined by Ladies Head Coach Leslie Allenor, first year as head coach after an assistant role the past few years. And let's just kind of start there, Coach. Obviously, you're familiar with the program, familiar with the girls, but, you know, with losing four great seniors from a year ago, it's pretty much kind of a new team. So how have things been? I know you're excited to at least, you know, have the summer to work with these girls and be able to spend some time with them coming into this year with kind of a lot of just different changes and stuff, huh?
Yes, it was really good to work with them. It's a great group of girls. We've had great attitudes all through the summer and starting this season. But, yeah, trying to figure out kind of me in this new role. Got a new assistant, Coach Doney, who's done an awesome job helping me out. But just kind of everyone learning their roles, including the coaches, because, yes, I've been around for a while, but I've learned quickly that the head coach position is a lot different than the assistant coach position, which is, it's all good things, but it's definitely a change, and still working out a lot of details with that, too.
Yeah, more time-consuming, like having to do radio interviews now.
Yes.
Lily Tanking, the only starter back, a couple other girls that have played a little bit of varsity, but man, you know, your first game last night against Abilene, it was, you know, a lot of girls really, you know, getting their first starts or playing their first varsity minutes of the year, and I guess the biggest positive maybe from last night was that the girls really started strong, came out, made some good shots, and had a 10-3 lead. You had to be pretty impressed with the way that the game started to tip off the year last night.
Yes, I definitely was, and we played a good first quarter and a very solid finish to the game, and I told them we just need to work on Pete and four quarters together and play this as well as we did the first quarter, the entire game, and it would be a different story. We'll come out on top next time.
Lily Tinking had 14, Becca Lassie 10, but I thought a couple of the bright spots were some of the other girls, and you're obviously going to need quite a few more girls, but, you know, players like Kinsley Ingalls comes in and makes two shots. You know, Hannah Watkins made a couple threes for you last night as well. It would seem like, you know, that you're going to need contributions from 5, 6, 7 girls to help with the scoring output this season. Is that kind of your thoughts as well?
Yes, that is. And depending on the night, it might be a different top scorer for the night. We've really emphasized valuing team success, so not necessarily points a specific player gets, but it might be a shared role depending on the night. And it might be, like we talked about, somebody off the bench contributing in a big way on offense.
End up falling 48-41 to Abilene, outscored 17-3 in the second quarter. That was kind of the difference. So what were your biggest, I guess, takeaways in terms of, you know, things that you saw that you feel like need some extra work here the next couple days before you get ready for your second game now against Burlington?
Well, once we got down, felt like we needed to respond a lot better. And so kind of working with a younger team, trying to push through some of those scoring lulls and trying to figure out different ways to make an impact on the game. So if we're not scoring a ton of points, then we better be playing excellent defense and rebounding the ball, which are two things we didn't do a great job of doing in that second quarter either, because if we're not going to score, we can't let them score either. So really, yes, working on our offense, but at the same time really working on getting stops and rebounding the ball a lot better.
Final thought, Coach. I mentioned Burlington coming in. They're probably going to be a better team than Abilene. I mean, overall, your schedule is pretty tough. And we know the second year now going through the Big East that that's going to be really tough as well. I'm interested to know your perspective, though. Is a lot more focus more internally on your team because you are so, you know, young and, I guess, inexperienced that, you know, you're not as worried maybe about the opponent and breaking them down and game planning for them as specifically maybe as much as just the internal progress for your squad?
Yep, I would say that's a very good evaluation. Of course, we want to compete every game. We want to compete to win every game. But, yes, we're really, really working on growth, I mean, individually, but as a team this year. And not always looking for the growth in wins and losses, and more so in how we're playing and the different things that we're doing.
Bet. Well, Coach, appreciate the time. Look forward to chatting throughout the basketball season, and good luck getting back on the court Friday.
Awesome. Thanks, Justin.
Coach Allenor of the Holton Girls. We'll talk Holton Boys basketball right after this timeout.